with some lovely guests from St. Dominic's School. I'm going to go ahead and let you all introduce yourself. So I will start on my right and just work the way down the line here.
Hi, everyone. My name is Brooke Johnson Corbell, and I am the literacy coach at St. Dominic's School, as well as the intervention teacher for reading.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sean Dudley, and I'm the principal at St. Dominic's School.
And I'm Sharon Wilson. I'm the development director at St. Dominic's School. Great to be here.
Yeah, thank you all for being here today. And we are going to get into learning more about your reading curriculum and what it has resulted with really high literacy rates for your students, which is amazing. But before that, I would like to get to know, and I'm sure some of our listeners out there as well, more about St. Dominic's School in general.
Well, this is Sean, and St. Dominic's School is been operating since 1926, been serving the Northfield area since then. In fact, my dad attended St. Dominic's School and just found his diploma from dated 1940, 85-year-old diploma from St. Dominic's School. So we've been in the Northfield community for many years. We provide a Catholic education, K through 8, and we offer a wide variety of all the core subjects that you would expect, as well as Spanish for all of our grades, music, art, and physical education. We have a preschool and a pre-kindergarten and kindergarten through 8 classes. So it's a fabulous school with fabulous staff, very much a family-centered experience. I always like to say that it's like Cheers. It's a place where everyone knows your name, and we're really happy about that.
That is great. And how many students do you serve at St. Dominic's?
We have 112 students in grades preschool through grade 8.
Okay.
And we are always accepting enrollments. And so if you are interested in St. Dominic's, we would love to chat with you. We just have a great program. It's such a great school that I came out of retirement to be the principal. So that takes a lot, and I'm happy to be there.
Wow. Were you always at St. Dominic's?
No, I actually was a principal around the area. In my last 18 years, I was a principal in Edina Public Schools at Valley View Middle School, a middle school principal, retired, and St. Dominic's came calling, and I answered the call. But I actually was a teacher at St. Dominic's in my past as when I was a baby teacher, and I was a student at St. Dominic's.
Wow, so you have a very rich history with the school. That's excellent.
I hope everyone remembers it as a good, rich history.
Yes, I'm sure they do. So we are going to go ahead and pivot over to Brooke. You are the reading specialist for St. Dominic's, correct?
I am, yes.
All right. So we'd love to hear more about the curriculum that you've been using at St. Dominic's. So if you could introduce us to the names of the curriculums and kind of a little bit about the philosophy behind them.
Absolutely. So the curriculum is called Believe and Read, and it was created by a school in the cities called Groves Academy. We call it Groves for short at St. Dominic's School. Even the students call it Groves when it's time to learn about literacy. And it's a pretty amazing curriculum because it's rooted in the science of reading, which is evidence-based approach to understanding how people learn to read. It's rooted in research from cognitive psychology, neuroscience, linguistics, and education. Emphasizes that reading is not an innate skill, but one that actually requires explicit teaching of specific skills, especially in early education.
All right. And you also, is science of reading, is that also a part of this broader curriculum as a whole, or is it same name, different?
The science of reading is just kind of the method and how you teach.
Okay.
And so Believe and Read is kind of what we call it at St. Dominic's School.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. That's your own term for it.
And what's interesting is the state of Minnesota has really hopped on board to adopt the science of reading for all K-12 public schools. And St. Dominic's has been doing, this is our sixth year that we've been doing the science of reading through the Groves program. So we're way ahead of the curve and have seen these great results. But I'm not going to steal Brooke's thunder. We'll let her talk about that.
All right. Yeah, so we'll definitely get to the results in just a minute here. So with this curriculum, what are some of the core tenets of it, and how do you implement it on a day-to-day basis?
Yes, yeah, so we have a multi-tiered system of support. So each day in kindergarten through third grade, we have a daily whole class lesson in phonics, as well as a comprehension lesson as well. we meet with students, all students, in small groups with the teacher in the classroom, targeting fluency and spelling rules. We teach sight words explicitly, really meeting each student's needs. And additionally, we have a reading intervention program for any student who needs individualized reading support with tailored lessons for them, as well as a little bit of gifted and talented lessons as well. So we really are just set up for success to meet every student's needs.
Sounds good. And with the multi-tiered system approach, again, I've been out of education a little while, but I do vaguely remember that. Can you explain to us a little bit more about what multi-tiered support means?
Think of it like a triangle. Mm. And the big base of the triangle is you teach everyone that core lesson each day. It's about 30 minutes, give or take, depending on the grade level. And about 80% of kids will get that, and that'll be enough for them to get to grade level. But there's always about, you know, 15 to 20% that need a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So we have the second tier where the teacher will meet with students in small groups once a day just to make sure, you know, each student is getting their needs met, whether it's fluency, spelling, etc. And then there is going to be, on average, about 8 to 5% of students who really just need one-on-one, a little bit more intensive to get them to grade level. So that's our multi-tiered system of support that we follow at St. Dominic's School with our Groves Literacy Program.
Gotcha. So do your teachers partner with educational assistants or paraprofessionals to meet some of these needs, maybe for those learners who do need a little bit more of that one-on-one?
Yes. So that is my job. I work with any student as early as, you know, pre-K if they need it. And we have another enrichment teacher. Her name is Miss Jeffrey. She is a wealth of knowledge and amazing. And she's been working with some of our upper elementary kids who still need support. So between her and I, we're making sure everyone gets the needs met.
And one of the things that's great about St. Dominic's that I failed to mention is that our class size ratio is small. So we have about between 8 to 12 students in a class. And so there's not really a need for a paraprofessional at our K-8 level, because we have the ability with our class sizes, we call them our right-sized classes, to really support all student needs with that that base of knowledge or that base of instruction that Brooke talked about, that everyone gets, that captures about 80 to 85% of our students' success rate.
That's incredible. 8 to 12. I can't even imagine that. I remember one year was my smallest class. I had 22 students, and I thought that was amazing. I was like, oh my gosh, only 22 this year? This is great. So 8 to 12, that is, oh, that's like a teacher's dream come true.
It's a gift. It truly is.
It really is. Because Rich and I were talking earlier about how, yes, salary and benefits play a big factor into like teacher satisfaction, job satisfaction, but class sizes are huge, because the smaller the classes you can have, the better you can address those needs. And it just makes your day so much less stressful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, oh, kudos to you. I just, oh, that makes me so happy. So let's talk about some of these results of the curriculum and the multi-tiered approach. What has that brought for St. Dominic's?
Yeah, we have an outstanding number of 87% of our students reading at grade level as of last spring. And we do that because of the teachers at St. Dominic. They're trained in the science of reading. We teach with 100% fidelity. Like, we are dedicated to this program. We're so lucky to be a part of 80 other Catholic schools across Minnesota who have also been accepted, trained, and successful with this method of teaching students how to read the right way. But believe it or not, there's actually a wrong way to teach reading and how to spell. So St. Dominic School has been a part of the Groves Partnership for the last 6 years. Each year, our scores have grown, gotten better as time goes on. And yeah, our spring data is 87% at grade level. And contrasting that to the national average of only 33% of students reading nationally, Minnesota is closer to 54%. But St. Dominic School just feels that like a 50% chance of reading at grade level is not acceptable. So we're going for everyone. That's our goal.
That's amazing.
And I was going to jump in here. I think the Northfield Public School average is around 60%. But I don't want to get quoted on that.
Yeah, right.
Exactly, but it's around that.
Yeah.
So that dedication 2 reading is just one of the wonderful things we can offer at St. Dominic's.
Mm-hmm. And that's just, we accept all students, and so we're not targeting students who don't have any special needs. We have students in our classes with special needs and a wide variety of strengths and gifts and a wide variety of, you know, hiccups that they might experience. And so everyone is welcome at St. Dominic's. And so I think that's a good reminder to say that we're not just working with students who don't have needs. We work with everyone.
I was going to say, have you found this methodology, it's been successful for all learners, no matter what barriers they may face?
Yes, there are so many different pieces to being literate. And, you know, some kids might just naturally read, but spelling is tricky, and they might not know the rules of, you know, why is that vowel long? What is a digraph? You know, what does the suffix mean? And you can really dive deep in that. So even those who really do excel and are gifted are still learning something from this Groves program.
And one other piece that I think is interesting, having been a principal in Edina for 18 years, Groves Academy is actually just right up the road on Highway 100. Mm-hmm. And many students who have special education needs in the Edina district would find themselves and their parents, if they could afford it, to send their kids to Groves Academy, which was really targeting students with an IEP and special needs. And so what I think we've learned and the science of reading is that what is really good for students who have special needs is really good for all students. Mm-hmm. And so really our students are getting a reading experience that is quite exclusive through the Groves program, through Groves Academy, where they're able to bundle and package it for our school and for 79 other schools in the state of Minnesota to provide that level of literacy instruction. It's really amazing to know Groves Academy is famous. They're amazing. And to have that curriculum at St. Dominic's is incredible.
Mm-hmm. And I have one thing to add to that. They actually send a coach, someone who is especially trained in the Groves program, to our school, and they teach us their ways. So there was a 3-year process of them visiting us weekly, coming into the classrooms, giving us feedback. We'd call them fidelity checks, and the teachers would teach a lesson, and the coach would be right along. Now that torch has been passed to me, so I am in the classroom every week with the teachers, coaching them on the whole group, the small group. We go over data. Everything is data-based. Mm-hmm. You know, we look at the results and really tailor the lessons to the class. So that, I think, really makes a difference, too. Not only do we have small class sizes, but the teachers get the support that they need to teach something so complex.
And with that, have you received a lot of positive feedback from your teaching staff regarding this curriculum?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We love it. We had a meeting yesterday, and we have a teacher who's been in it for a very long time, and she's like, I cannot believe that we just didn't do this all along, you know?
Yeah. Just like, why weren't we doing this 20 years ago or something? Yeah.
Phonics is the way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Because I feel like sometimes, you know, things change in education so much, and people are always looking for that next silver bullet, golden key, whatever you want to call it. And it's like, you know, sometimes what we were already doing was it, you know, and we just kind of got to go back to basics sometimes is actually a great approach.
Yeah, and not to knock the teachers. I mean, you have to teach the curriculum that you're given, but even reflecting on my college experience, I wasn't taught the science of reading, and I'm only a couple of years out of school.
Right.
So, it's what we're striving for as the state of Minnesota with this READ Act. It will come around.
Yep.
But training the teachers is number one. And that is what the public schools are going through right now, is just the cost and the time to train the teachers. Then they need to pick a curriculum, and then they need to connect the two.
Right.
So that's something that we've been doing seamlessly at St. Dominic for years now, and it's working.
That's
87%.
Great.
Amazing. And what's great about that is the student reaction to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing better for a student to feel confident and you're learning and confident in your reading and confident in your literacy, because it really just informs everything else. And confident learners is amazing. These kids, like, when they know they have growth, they know they can see. Brooke is great at showing kids the data at mm-hmm. how many words per minute, how they've improved, and that's amazing. So we have students invested in their learning mm-hmm. and growing, and just confident, competent learners, and that is amazing.
And would you say, too, that your students are probably, because I remember that as a teacher too, you'd be surprised at how engaged they get with seeing their own growth.
Oh yeah. It's yeah. like a race. We have 1 minute reads on Wednesday. And they're mm-hmm. like, okay, what did I read last week? All right, what's my goal?
Yeah.
And then we get it. We celebrate, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah. How many more words did I read this yes. week than last week?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's those little wins that make all the difference, because I'm sure sometimes it can feel like, am I making any progress with these kiddos, you know? But even just one or two more words read correctly this week versus last week, hey, take yeah. it.
And I will say, yes, 87% is at grade level currently, but 100% of our students have been growing and showing huge gains.
Which is also very impressive mm-hmm. and just very cool to see.